Nova Guest List Podcast
with Kieran McGuinness.
The very best in indie, alternative, and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.
Yeah, that is the brilliant Bren Berry on Radio Nova. I really like that song. It's called Knives, and it's from his debut solo album, In Hope Our Stars Align, which came out on Friday. And we're delighted and very lucky to have Bren on the line. How you doing, Bren?
I'm good, Kieran. How are you? Thanks for having me on the show, man. I love your show. Delighted to be on it tonight.
No, you're very good to say. Yeah, so Bren Berry, for people who don't know, maybe part of the fantastic Irish band Revelino, you also work in Vicar Street, booking and managing and all that kind of stuff. And you've just been entirely within the music scene for the last kind of 30 years or whatever, and before that. And this is your debut album. So how does it feel to have your debut album out?
Well, it's a huge... I just feel it's a huge sense of achievement and pride about it. I think I've made a really strong album. You know, I'm actually nearly 40 years since I did my first gig. I'm in my 27th year at Vicar Street now. Wow. And it's just something that's come very late, but it's such a delight and such a gift for me that I feel very blessed. Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, this is probably an obvious question, but like, I hope it's okay to say you're in your early 60s. It's really kind of inspiring for a lot of people who may be held off writing their debut. But why did you think now was the time?
Maybe I'm a bit slow. You know, it took that long. I always wished I could write songs. I was in a band with an amazing songwriter, so songs weren't required in the band. I could never get far. I could only write snippets. I could only get tiny little sparks, and I could never find a singing voice I was really happy with. That was a crucial thing for me in this process. I was very drunk with my best friend Ciarán Talon one night, about just over 3.5 years ago now, and I had never played him any of my musical doodles, and he pestered me into playing them, and he really liked them, and he just encouraged me to finish one of them, to write one full song. And he said he'd record it, he'd figured out how to use Logic. So I jumped on his encouragement, and I tried to write a song, and I couldn't really. Again, I was hating how I sang. I wasn't getting very far with lyrics. And then on Bob Dylan's 80th, I said, I'm not going to murder a Bob Dylan song today. There's too much of that going on. It's the last thing the world needs. I thought, you know what? I'll honour Bob's 80th by trying to become a songwriter today. Went out to the shed, took up my guitar, got a bit of music going. And then something told me to drop the register of my voice. And I found my voice in every sense of the word. It was just a massive light bulb moment for me.
Yeah, that's really interesting because one of the things I noted across the album was that you have, you know, you're singing low, you know, so that it's a kind of distinctive style that you have, you know, which some people have to get years to get to, but I suppose you did take years to get to it.
Yeah, well, I haven't sang before. Like Thursday night in Vicar Street was the first time I sang one of my songs in public.
Wow. that's a nice place to start.
You know, so... It just felt so right for me, and I just stayed with it. Now, I mean, people around me were saying you can't stay down there all the time, and I'm like, well, I'm happy here for the moment. It's where it's happening for me, and I'll try and venture if I feel the need down the line. And Gavin Glass did try to encourage me. I mean, some of the stuff was lower than it even is on the record. Like, and you know, there's little bits where I break out a tiny bit.
Yeah.
And that's through Gavin's encouragement, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, congratulations, because it's a really strong album from a debut. It sounds as a lifetime behind it. You know, there's a confidence. You're writing earnestly. You know, it's honest, it's earnest, it's at times quite raw, you know, and it's about topics that sometimes a younger musician might stray away from, you know, being in love with your wife and your, you know, your family and, you know, things like that. And like, just like simple, like invocations, like, you know, you love the city, things like that, like that maybe someone without that kind of experience and confidence in themselves might kind of move away from. But you fill that with life. Was that a decision, or did you just find yourself landing there?
A bit of both, I guess. I found myself landing there. I did make some conscious decisions along the way that I wanted to keep it. Like, it's a series of love letters and protest songs, to me, loosely speaking. And even the protest songs have some hope and light in them, really. You know, I made that conscious decision. Like, when I wrote, for example, This City, I wrote that after a Save the Cobblestone protest march. And I bumped into Brian Branigan from A Lad of a Soul on it, and you know, The Long Balcony is one of the greatest songs.
Oh, listen.
ever in any world.
Yeah.
I actually bought Logic. When the march was over, I actually went and bought an interface and bought Logic myself, and I got home and I got it set up and I had a bit of beginner's look and wrote this silly. And that initially was a lot angrier initially, and I just wanted to bring some positivity into about it, as well as moaning about the state of the city, just to kind of say that I love it and that, you know, build a living city. And I also decided, while it is in every sense of it, really, I guess, about Dublin, about my home city, I decided to make it more general rather than be just about Dublin, because the cities all over the world are just being destroyed by vulture funds and property developers and And I have one tiny Dublin-specific bit in it, which is a tribute to my ma and dad. Like my ma's from the Liberties and my dad's from Ringsend. So the middle-aged inner-city girl loves the Raytown Sun. So that's the only specific Dublin line in it. Otherwise, I try to keep it general, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, at it sounds very... There's a lot of band in it. I mean, you weren't obviously tempted to just, you know, acoustic and a harmonica and just your voice.
Never. I kind of initially, when I wrote, I couldn't believe my luck when I wrote my first song was Black Satellite. And I really, the joy of when I wrote a full song, I was just so overjoyed. And I was like, I don't know if this will ever happen again. I'm going to throw the kitchen sink at this. And I just kept on throwing the kitchen sink. I mean, Kieran Talan, who's kind of, was the one who encouraged it and was there throughout the whole journey with me. It would drive him. Some of the stuff I do drives him mad. He's like, what are you doing putting all those guitars on that? Like, you know, and I'm like, just feels right to me. I like things to kind of weave around each other, you know. I was always thinking, yes, it kind of struck me as kind of, some ways kind of influenced perhaps by Planxty, even the way Andy Irvine and Donal Lunny weave the tapestry around each other, you know. But even when I'm putting down, when it's not just riffs crisscrossing each other, but it's one clear riff, I will even put harmony riffs on it and joined up keyboards and guitars doing the riffs. So, yeah, maybe part of it was a lack of confidence in myself too, that I just had to cover it up as much as possible, you know.
Yeah, yeah, but you kind of go at what feels like the thing to be doing, I suppose.
Yeah.
In Hope Our Stars Align is the album. One of my favourite tracks off the album is a song called Beautiful Losers. We're going to play that now. And Brent, can you tell us a little bit about this song? Give us a little bit of richness behind it.
Yeah, well, I wrote that as a wedding anniversary gift for my wife. I had COVID and we were isolating, obviously, from each other. And I was like, well, I suppose the only thing I can do is write a song for her. And Beautiful Losers is a Leonard Cohen book. Very controversial book. It was absolutely hated by most people when it was published in, I think, 1966. He wrote it in Hydra in Greece. He was living on the island in Hydra with Marianne. I read it to my wife many moons ago. We're both Leonard Cohen fanatics, and it just kind of just grew into that song. Yeah.
So you read it to your wife?
I read it to her. Yeah.
Like, so she's like sitting down and you're reading it to her?
Yeah. I read two of his novels to her, yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Jesus, I don't do that. Oh, my wife isn't listening.
Well, you're under pressure now.
I feel like I should. I'm falling behind. Bren, congratulations on the album In Hope Our Stars Align. It is out now. Go and check it out. 12 great songs about life and love and emotions and social and political stuff. Congratulations, Bren. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Kieran, and fair play for supporting Irish music so much. And congratulations on your own music, man. The Driven Snow album last year was absolutely beautiful.
Oh, great. Well, I might cut that out. I'll have to see. thank you so much, Bren. Best of luck.
All right, Kieran.
Yeah, this is Beautiful Losers by Bren Berry from the debut album out this week. It's Radio Nova.
The Nova Guest List Podcast with Kieran McGuinness. The very best in indie, alternative and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.